Now, cataplex G. We looked at B. Now let's look at G. I love it when the patient has a dominant need for G. Send them down to the health food store. Yeah, get down there and get their special on G. Well, it's archaic terminology. Nobody uses it. At one time, G referred to riboflavin, and then at another time, historically, it referred to niacin. What it does not refer to is thiamine. What was established and probably best understood really by Lee, as he looked at the work of others, was the B complex as a whole is kind of like two-sided. It's all one complex, but one side of it is vasoconstrictive, nerve conductivity promoting. That's the B side, the thiamine-oriented side. But there's another side that's vasodilative, nerve conductivity relaxing, blood pressure lowering. That's the G side, the niacin riboflavin side. Now look at this yummy product. This is a good chew. Liver powder, desiccated stomach. Now, notice in cataplex B, it was desiccated duodenum. He wanted something different here. It was desiccated stomach, pre-chitlins. Choline, the other lipotropic B complex factor, inositol being one. Niacinamide, 12 milligrams per tablet. Nutritional yeast, desiccated brain. Mm-hmm. Now, what he was after there was acetylcholinesterase precursor material. That's the nerve relaxing component. At the neuromuscle junction, remember, you have the release at the end knob of acetylcholine, which floats across the synaptic cleft, locks in, sends the signal to the muscle, and we get contraction. You must have acetylcholinesterase inside the sarcolemma to get that out of there and stop the process. A state of tetany exists for one reason, because there's a lack of acetylcholinesterase on the other side. The desiccated brain helped eliminate that. Wheat germ, riboflavin 5-phosphate, the active form of B2, 1.2 milligrams, which is about the daily requirement. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the active form of B6. Allantoin, as in aloe vera. So G, lots of indicators, night sweats, burning feet. Now the first thing to think of, red burning feet, red burning hands, is congested liver, toxic liver. Now Lee's, I had them pull from the archives the file on cataplex G. It was incredibly small. This is one of those products that Lee put together and to a large extent had to say this about it. It works. I don't know. Don't ask me why. He knew that G had a tremendous impact on liver function. And often, you'll find when there is any case where he gave a recommendation that involved liver, you'll often see cataplex G by itself. And it seems to make no sense with everything else, but G has a dominant effect on the liver. That's why his recommendation for skin tags or warts, which are a modified beginning form of cancer, was to give cataplex G. But it wasn't, you know, take 12 of these and in 3 weeks the warts will fall off on the toilet stool. It was take this long term, let's get the liver flowing and healed, and let the immune system now do its job. Cancer is always an issue of the immune system having failed at some point. It's a liver issue, kidney issue, and then the immune system can't catch up. So burning feet, liver, cataplex G, redness of hands or eyes without other explanation. Consider it also a liver issue. Digestive distress can relate to the liver again. Cracks in the corners of mouth or in the tongue, the classic B2 riboflavin deficiency, which we don't often see these days, but occasionally we will. Often that can be the person who complains of burning tongue. There aren't cracks, but they have a reddened tongue. That often is a B2 or B3 deficiency and a liver issue again. Antispasmodic, redness and swelling of the eyes. I have that up there. And as a nutritional tranquilizer, G also works well. With the hyperactive type A patient, you might try. Ask them this. If they wake up during the night, ask them what time they wake up. You'll find that people who don't sleep well tend to consistently wake up in the same time period. Anybody know why that happens? Because you have to go to the bathroom. It was the 9 quarts of tequila you drank before you went to bed. Think of the meridians. Yeah, and the meridians relate to various organs. And you'll often find it's between 3 and 5, the liver meridian. They go into heavy detox. Find the patient who's always waking up around 3:30, 4, or somewhere in that period. Give them Cataplex G. 4 to 6, make them chew it slowly and smile while they do it. Have them take 4 to 6 G about an hour before going to bed. And sometimes you can circumvent that. And they'll say, boy, that was a good tranquilizer or a good sleeping pill. What you did was work on the liver. And some of these things you just have to try. But give that several nights to find out, not just one shot. But Cataplex G can often help. Now, if you're in doubt about G or B, how do you resolve that? Do both. There's no problem at all doing both. Lee did not. He could easily have done a combination product. And the company has considered and has queried the distributors about doing that. And the logical question is, Lee could have done that at any time. Why didn't he? There must have been some good reason. And I'm sure he felt that there, in trying to put it all together, there would be some lack of something because you're trying to cram it all into one tablet. He consistently did B and G, but when in doubt, he himself would say, do them together, equal amounts. If you're concerned about a blood pressure change, either lowering or raising, do the same amount together and you won't see that effect. Question?
Diabetics. No.
What's the question? They seem to
respond to it, need it, why?
Well, the diabetic, all diabetics are a liver pancreas case. It's because it's liver. And the reason they respond well is because of it. What it does is enhance liver handling of glycogen reserves, which they've got a problem with. So it's carbohydrate intake, blah, blah, blah. It just gets everything going. That's all. Liver. It's a liver with legs. Hello, Mr. Liver. How can I help you?
Which one is the alcohol and which one is the water soluble?
The question is which one is alcohol and which one is water soluble, and I never remember. The alcohol is, I think, G, and the water is B, but I'm not sure. Every time someone asks me, I forget again. Okay, now these are great products which are often not used as discrete products. You can do a great deal of good by using these as individual products because it quickly defines for you where dietary lack is, and then I don't know, a magic thing happens when I tell the patient, I want you to do this so that I can find out how to alter your diet so that you don't need this anymore. Nobody ever says that to them. No one ever says to them, I want to teach you enough that you don't need me, that you don't need anybody's pills anymore if we can get there. They're just amazed at that. And I mean that. I know that we're probably not going to get there, but we'll get pretty close if they'll listen.